Discover nature this week by putting out feeders for the ruby-throated hummingbirds as they arrive in Missouri as part of their annual 500-mile migration. This hummingbird bridges the ecological gap between birds and bees by feeding on energy-rich flower nectar and pollinating flowers along the way. The ruby-throated hummingbird is the only hummingbird to nest in Missouri and is by far Missouri's smallest bird, measuring about 3 inches long and weighing just 1/8 of an ounce, which is lighter than a number 2 pencil. The name ruby-throated is derived from the adult male's crimson throat feathers, which he uses to attract females and also for territorial defense. Their iridescent plumage causes the birds to appear different shades of color depending on the angle of light. They can reach flight speeds of up to 60 miles per hour, and their wing beat of 75 beats per second enables them to move forward, backward, upward, and downward as they maneuver from flower to flower. The movement of their wings makes a low, buzzing sound, and during aggressive encounters, males will emit a higher-pitched, louder hum than females. Ruby-throated hummingbirds also produce rapid squeals and chirps, used especially as threats. Hummingbirds must continually stop to refuel along the way to keep up energy needed for their journey. You can tell when they're in heavy migration because you'll need to refill your feeders more often. When filling hummingbird feeders, remember to use good old sugar water and leave out the red dye this time, as it's really not good for the birds. To keep track of current natural events, like when to welcome ruby-throated hummingbirds to our state, you can get your own natural events calendar from the Missouri Department of Conservation. This is Candace Davis, hoping you take a break outside and discover nature this week.